partnership agreement, they're going to be to 10 years together, okay, it's going to split certain amounts of profits, and Reuven, who's the taxi guy, is going to be paying Shimon, who's not anything to do, who's not working at all, 1,500 shekels a month, and they'll make a cheshvan at the end about the profits. After 6 months, the manual guy, the taxi guy, packed up and said, I'm not carrying on anymore. Unilaterally backed out of the partnership. So what did Rita conclude? Can you unilaterally back out of the partnership when you promised to be there for 10 years? Can you just take, say, I'm out without the consent of the other one? So the Chazanish concludes like this, even though it seems to be a machlokas with Shonin, that one says you can, one says you can't, Muki Yosef says you can, Rambam says you can't, says the Chazanish, no machlokas, just a normal cloud. We'll read it again, refresh people's memories. Nira, the Dibbe HaRambam, the Rambam who says you can back out, is Be'esek She'enu Kosher Ba'ovota. The Rambam says you can't back out, he's talking about where you've got a partnership where you don't have to work. But so it doesn't involve any techa, going to Osik and Nasa Deponim. You've got workers. You've got workers working for you. You're not working. You make a partnership, you put your money in, and you employ people to work on your behalf of the partnership. So you're not actually physically putting in labor. So there's no shyla of me coming around and telling you, no, go and work. It's time to get going. You're not working in any case. You just want to back out of the deal. That, the Rambam says, to back out of the deal, you can't back out of the deal. You promise, you signed 10 years. Commitment. Who says you can back out, is talking about, the type of partnership where both of you have to put physical labor into it and work, and now I don't want to do it, and you want me to do it, you're making me an effort, you can't make me into effort. Can't make these efforts. I'm going to be Eved Hashem, so therefore I'm halakhically allowed to break the contract, sign the black line. That contract is not halakhically bounding in the first place. I can never make a commitment to be an Eved to somebody besides Hashem, and therefore, if it's a business which involves labor, one of the shopfers can just back out and say, look, we're here for 10 years. Yeah, you promised for 10 years, but now I don't want to do it. And you're forcing me to do it. Make me an effort. You can't make me an effort. Torah says, black and white, I'm only available to Hashem, no one else. You're trying to, you can't make me an effort. Therefore, there's no contract that obligates me.
By your power.
So therefore, we say, any partnership which involves personal involvement in labor, everybody agrees. Doesn't matter what you said at the beginning, you can just back out unilaterally and say, I'm finished. As long as you don't cause monetary, actually, damages there and then. Prevention or profit, okay, that you can do. Monetary damages, that you can't back out.
But by Apollo, when he backs out, he has to pay for the workers that he has to hire in his place. So do we say the same thing here by the Shukran?
No.
Why?
Well, for example, that's only by Kabbalah and it's not by day labor. Day labor doesn't have to pay for the bank.
No?
No. As we learned in our first shiur about 5 years ago. Yeah, so therefore, can the taxi guy back out? Is he a type of partnership where it involves labor or not labor?
Labor.
So any partial labor, therefore I'm no worse than a poel, a worker, just a worker back out of a contract. So me as a shutif, who's also a worker, can back out. So therefore, at this stage you're saying, you can back out.
Either one back out, or even the one who's not working, since the other one can back out, the only one who's working can back out. So what I'm saying?
Yes. There's ones that working is backing out.
The one can't, is not working, can't back out.
Can't back out.
For the taxi deal, why don't we also say there's a rental taking place here, where Shimon is renting Reuven's license, and that has nothing to do with his work?
No, that's part of the money that was brought into the partnership. That's part of the original investment to the partnership. You're investing the license, I'm investing my taxi and into the thing, and that was part of the investment. It's not like of rental
well, license. So there's a whole deal. If you're renting, then you have to pay more for it, and it takes away from the side of the problem. Let me ask you something. A solution then in a partnership where one is investing and the other one is working. In order for the investment guy to be able to back out any time, and he came to me, I would say, assume a tiny bit of work, and now you're a poel also.
As long as it's not just on paper, it's a real commitment which you really
you
do invest.
One day a year.
There is a word of Chazal that is very important. It's a type of when you pull out of the, if you stop working, it would destroy the partnership. It would destroy the business.
Okay.
So therefore, your example, one day a year, won't affect the business at all. Okay.
Fine.
Yeah, but there was. If there's no time limit, then everyone can back out. Yes. Because there's no commitments. There's no commitments. But there's a natural, there's called a natural market commitment. You can't just back out overnight where the things are left in the air. So you have to have a minimal closing down period. Yeah, what did Mukyosa say? Mukyosa said that, look, if there's no time commitments, then of course we can back out. Yeah? Mukyosa says you can always back out. And the Rambam says you can't back out. Yeah? So originally Rambam said you can't back out because there's a time commitment, you can't inside the time. But if it's outside the time, then of course even the Rambam says you can back out. Yes. So therefore, if there's no time, you can back out.
But yeah. Whoever says you can back out, I assume it means without doing damage to the outside.
Yeah.
Which means if he has to stay in there,
you can back out. What's
the example of damage, which the Mishnah says, is that I hired you to put my clothes into the flax liquids to go through the process, and you back out what is in the liquid. So what's going to happen to my baggage? It's going to get ruined.
Yes.
So you can't back out where it caused direct damage. Okay, that's what.
So
we'll
see what we're saying now. Is there no way to enter into a partnership that you can enforce?
Okay. So seems a bit of a dangerous situation for people, partners. Yeah, we've already gone through enough shirim to people stay away from partners in the first place. But okay, you're saying you've got no coverage. Okay. Now, there is a factor in this case which we just brushed over a bit. I'm going to analyze it a bit further, introducing another case. And the fact that here, the Rambam and the Mukhi Yosef are not necessarily talking exactly like the case of the taxi guy. Because the taxi guy did something extra, which the Rambam Nokios are not talking about. What did they do extra? In their, when they made their agreements, what did they do? What? No, besides putting something, they had partnerships put things in. What did they do extra in formation? No, in actual, how did they formate this partnership? Using what methods? They signed a contract. The Rambam Nukiyosa are talking about where there's a verbal commit from each other. Yeah, we're going to be together for 10 years. Here they actually signed the contract. Does that make a difference to how we analyze this halacha? So let's introduce another case and analyze that fact. Does contract make a difference? So, Maisa Shaya Kachoya, we have a photographer, his business is to be a photographer. He was hired in London to do a chasna to somebody. And he wrote it down. Fine. Then he was hired by somebody else, Shimon, also to do a chasna in Gibraltar. He said, okay. That, he's a famous photographer, he's quite popular. He made one slight mistake, this photographer. He forgot, and he didn't write down properly. He ended up that he promised to do the chasna of Reuben and Shimon, London and Gibraltar, on the same day. And he can't be in place at the same time. Take photographs of two customers. Now, he made a contract with the London guy that he's going to do the customer. And he would like to back out the London guy because the London guy, he can find easily the replacements. Yeah? So, I don't have to. I'll get somebody else to do it for me. The Gibraltar guy, he's the only guy for it, the Gibraltar guy. No one's going to go to Gibraltar, only he will be able to go to Gibraltar. So he would like to just pass the London guy on to somebody else, and he'll do the Gibraltar job. Now the London guy, look, the photographer.
This is,
everyone has their mule cards. Yeah. So therefore, obviously the London guy doesn't want to take somebody, he wants him. That's why he went into him. So can he just say, look, I'm backing out. What about? I'm a worker. You can't force me to work. I'm working. Oh, back out. But you got contracts. No, but a contract doesn't mean anything in workers because I can just say, no, work out. I'm out. I'm out of the picture.
He gets
ill,
for example. Can't do it
either. No, I just want to walk out. Right. I contract. Worker, I can only have to be Abed Tasha. So right here, we've got a contract. So let's analyze, does contract make a difference? So the Ritva says like this. Number two. Rabosav, my Rabosav say, Shalom Omer, Shapol Yochel Asva. We only say a worker can back out. Ela Besucha Atzabu Amira. Only when the contract was a verbal contract. Whenever you make the deal and you enforce that deal, establish that deal with an extra kinyan, binding kinyan, to fimosa, which is extra, also shalom yachsabo, that extra bit that you're doing is coming to establish, you can't back out now. When do the whole partial backing out? And Ovid Hashem, I only have to be Ovid Hashem, I can back out. That's only when it's verbal. But as soon as you make some sort of contract, binding, kinyan, obligation, then that overrides, and now you have to do it, whether you like it or not. You have to do it.
How does that affect the Levi?
So now, Matzis is saying, I don't understand the logic. The logic is that you can't be in evidence anyone's mitzvah. So what's the difference? Make a kin, not make a kin. Whether you really mean it, so you don't really mean it. At the end of the day, you can't do it. It just doesn't work. So Matthew says, I don't understand what the Ripple said. But the Ripple's saying that. The Ripple's saying for some reason, don't know what the story is, because it doesn't make sense. But for some reason, the kinion works.
It does make sense.
Okay.
Because here, he's not a work, he's an independent contract.
There's no difference in halakha.
Because a worker is someone you get off the street.
A good half a minute of yours. That's why I'm interrupting. Because in the halacha, there's no difference in backing out between independent contractor or day labor. They both say you can't force me. Because then it would make me an Eved Hashem. There are Rishonim and learn like you, but halacha is not. Now, the Ritva says this halacha. The Shach, when you brings this down in base to base. You look over there. He's not too happy with it, and he says the following words: "Finis dati nira shesha koloposkim shlo hilka b'kach." This is a Ritva, and I never saw anyone else say this besides the Ritva. No shriya hoki. Obviously, no one else on the show even hold like this. V'cheinim is dati. Therefore, I personally hold ikka that the halachi ikka is not like the gab. It's not like the Ritva. The gam. And also, you got Martin's question. Tamali, but then you saw a bottom, low order bottom. At the end of the day, what's the reason why I can back out? Because I only have to be an Eved Hashem. So what's the difference? Can you not kidding? I only have to be an Hashem, like Martin's asked. Mm-hmm. If it's starting, therefore, he passes, then therefore, no one says it. Obviously, I'm not, therefore, I heard everyone else talking. And it doesn't make sense. Don't know the logic what behind it. We back out whether you make a kidney or not, so you can't be an Eved. So the Shach says, then all that's written. Okay? So normally, at this stage, we'll say, oh, okay, Kenyan doesn't make a difference. Even if you've got a document, Shtar doesn't make a difference. And it's not even brought the Ritva in the Shulchan Aruch, and the person who talks about the Shulchan Aruch says, it's not halacha, it's called the Shach. So therefore, halakhically, I would say, no, we don't relate to the Ritva, and you can still back out. Don't have to do the chasna in long time. But something very interesting happened. In halacha, this is a very interesting event. The Chazanish comes along and says, no, I'm not swayed, nor of the problems of the Shach. I have solutions for both those problems, and therefore halachically, I'm happy to go with the Ritva according to my solutions. Okay. Now, before we introduce the Ritva, the Chazanish solutions, can you think of yourself a solution to the main problem of basically Matthew's question? Why should the kinyan work? What does it make sense? This is not this because there's a gossip, you know, you have to be an Eved Hashem, though.
You can make yourself an Eved Hashem. See, maybe that's the difference. In Parola, we have people who are in debt are willing to make themselves an Eved. And that gossip only comes up after the 7 years or after whatever, that you can't make yourself an Eved. But it's obvious that a person, if he wants to, and by signing a contract means he's really thought about it, and it seems to be more important than a regular guy who's a day worker, and here they're committing themselves, and therefore by a contract, he can make himself, quote, an
Eved. So Rabbi Nachum is telling us that that, yes, there's a new, something that was introduced last week a bit, the concept. Maybe it's just an issa, and maybe he is telling an issa, but at the end of the day, that's what he wants. He wants to be an evidence in somebody else, and he wants to make an evidence in something else. And maybe he's talking to an issa, but at the end of the day, he is ha. That's what Menachem wants to say. Yeah.
I would suggest that if someone's choosing to do something, he's no longer an evidence. And by the fact that it's in writing, you need something strong.
Yeah, well,
objective writing.
Yeah, that's an obvious way to reject such a suggestion. because today I'm happy, but in 2 weeks' time, I wake up.
You have to be an honest person. I
2 weeks' time, I want to back out. So why do you want to back out? Because I don't want to be.
Well, you have to pay for the damage, but you still back out.
Okay.
Yeah, you can always back out.
The question is whether you have to pay.
Yeah, I've got a replacement guy here. Yeah, so work out the damage.
Pay for the damage.
Yeah. You can always back out. Yeah.
Always you can back out.
Now. There's a difference between example of somebody. Yes, go on.
And someone who signs up to do work over a period of time. Signed up for a very specific job for a very specific period of time.
Yes.
It's not like a slave. He said, I'm gonna, a bit like getting the clothes out of the fish tank. I'm going to do a specific job for
and that case of the fish dog, which is also a specific time, is it still says you can back out.
But it's like leaving it in.
It's like what?
It's more like leaving it in the middle.
Oh, so you're saying, no, I find a replacement. Go ahead, I'm a photographer.
That's the problem.
I'm a photographer.
Photographer is a very
you're not happy,
unique,
oh, but I get a good
he's
quality.
He's not replaceable. That's the problem.
If they are replacing, you do the same thing.
Okay, so
do the same job.
They're going to be without pictures. It's not like the beggar that gets destroyed. Okay, that will be have to be judged whether it was the same job or not does.
Maybe that's the key.
You're saying it's not. I'm saying it will be.
Maybe
that's the key.
Maybe the key is that he's, in a sense, he's the buyer who wants him particularly because he has a particular quality he wants.
Oh, so
that's
maybe it's like the beggars. Okay. Oh.
That's already beyond an Eved does.
No, Eved says damage. You can't back out when it's damaged. That's what Eric's saying. You're saying something different. What are you saying?
No, you always have. If you back out in this game,
yeah, that's what Eric's saying. Yeah.
Wait,
what
is the question again? Actually, can he back out?
He said, of course he can back out. Yeah, of course he might back out because contract. So what? Contract can't be an evidence. Now, there's a specific answer to the case of the Chasna. That should say that you can't back out. And there's a klalis answer of the chazanish. Now, a specific answer, I asked you the klalis answer, okay, you seem to be saying too hard for you, the klalis answer. But let's look at the specific case of the chazan. I want to back out of London. I'm going to Gibraltar instead. And I say, and you say, no, you can't, you've got a contract. And I say, no, you've got a contract that's valid because you can't make me an evidence. I only have to be an evidence. And I answer it, but I'm going with the shah. Now there's a specific answer here that says even the shah would agree you can't back out.
He's working anyway.
Ah! The shah himself says, Echit, when can you back out with a tiner? I don't want to be an Evid. I'm on holiday. That's when you can back out. Yes? But to back out to do another job? What do you mean? You're backing out because you want to be an evidence to somebody else? That's not kind of. You're evidence then. You're working in any case. Fine, but that's something to do with abdus. Abdus, as we said, working. You can't make me work. I don't want to work. But you're working in any case. I'm not making you work. So therefore, even the shach who says, you can always back out, but that's only with a valid claim that you're making me an effort. And you can't force me to effort. But if you're not making me evidence, because I'm going to work in any case, so then I can't say these words. It's not true. By working in London doesn't make me an evidence.
You missed to both of them. I mean, you've got to back out from one of them anyway.
Yeah, but one is with a contract, one is not with a contract, okay?
Well,
who is first? Whoever is first? Who came first? The London guy came first.
So that's not just a revenue, whether you're going to work, whether you're working or not. The comparison would be in any sense. You have to do what a sense says because he tells you.
No,
you
what?
You don't have a choice.
No, as we said last week, let's go back. The Chazanish, as we even started this week, it only applies when you're making me work. Not if you necessarily, I just don't want to do what you tell me to do or agree to what you say. You can't make me agree. That's all called effort. You can't make me work, please. Work.
You can't make me. For somebody, somebody gives you a job because you didn't have any other job and he's forced you to.
That's called an effort.
To take low pay. And then somebody offers you a decent job.
Fine, but
no,
we're not talking about money. No, we're not talking about monetary over here. He's saying it's exactly the same. Value of service. He's charging the same in London and Gibraltar. He's going to get the same money. It's the same quality of work. He's not going to work harder in one place. So as work goes, I'm not making you more work than the other. I'm not taking advantage of you more than the other. You just want to back out for reasons of Gibraltar. You can do, and no one else can do. London, you get a bit of an extra on the sign from the replacement. It's got nothing to do. It's got nothing to do with
everything. The photographer is being reasonable. He's saying,
fine, we're not talking about reason.
But even you're saying the guy said, look, you have to do it.
As you yourself said this, because I like you, I know you, I'm not happy with a comfortable or something else. I've got also good reasons.
Just a minute.
Okay. So as sociality reasons as you're talking about, yeah, they both have, I understand, reasons, but in halakha, the only thing that's to stop you backing out is it says you can't force me that. I'm not forcing you better that you're working in any case. That's a club statistic. And now we go into the class.
One final point. One final question.
Yes.
And if it is someone you tell how to do what you have to do, but a photographer, you can't tell him how to do it because he's an expert. How is he an expert?
He's an expert because he's committed to work and to perform a service to you. Doesn't matter, though he's in control of how he does that. That's like a tablet. Yeah, like I said, that's still out the evidence, like I said, most bishop. Now, what's the Kalalistic answer? That's a specific answer. Now, the Kalalistic answer to the Chazanish is like this. He says, I don't have a problem with the Ritva. I don't have a problem of the Ritva saying a Kinyan makes you obligated. I have no problem. It's not in conflict with the Kalal evidence. Why? Let's read the Chazanish. Number 3. Near. She'ein kam machlokas. There is no machlokas with Shonim going over here. She'ein pirish behedja shemakne gufa vada yochelasa. If he says, you know what, I'm making a kinyan, what type of kinyan? That now you own ownership in my physical body to make me work, a vada, you can't do that because he only can be an Eved Hashem and he can back out. Everyone agrees, even the Ritva. But if the commitment, the kinyan is that, don't worry, this work will be done. It will be done. I'm making a kinyan, it will be done. But the word doesn't mean necessarily by me. This work will be performed. You will receive the service. And if I don't do it, you have a right, because of the kinyan, to go to my possessions and take money out of it in order to make the service, hire somebody else who will do it and the service will be performed. Then that's what the Ritva was talking about, that once you do a kinyan, it has to be performed. Not necessarily by you, but the work has to be performed by a replacement guy, whether you like it or not.
So the photographer should be able to hire a replacement.
Yeah, the kinyan form, who shibit nos and yeshvash kinyan. Okay, so therefore we say that everybody agrees to be a worker, to make me work. You can always back out. You can never make me work. Even the Ritva. What does the Ritva mean when you make a kinyan, you can't back out? It means when you make a kinyan, you can't just back out and walk away and say, fine, that's our outcome. I've got no obligations to you. No, you can walk away, but you have obligations. What's obligations? You have monetary obligations to pay for replacement that's on similar level to the work you're providing to get that service done because of your kinyan.
But the Ritva doesn't mention anything about being the Shabbat Mekosim.
Yep. That's what it means when it says, Tafil Mirsi, Osi, that he's not just able to back out and have nothing on his plate, which is what a normal worker does. Once you make a contract, you can back out, but then you have monetary obligations to make sure that service does get performed. So you're now more obligated than a regular worker in the fact you form a contract. So with this in mind, then of course, with the photographer, we say to him, yeah, you can't back out. Yeah, because firstly, yeah, you're not coming with a claim of evidence, because you have to do work in any case. And even if you would have a valid claim of evidence, all we're saying is like, okay, but you have to pay, you do have to pay for a replacement worker that fulfills the services which I expected. So therefore, the difference is between the claim of the photographer. Now, what did the photographer want to do? He wanted to do Gibraltar, not do London, and find a replacement. Is that a valid halakhic statement? Do we say, yeah, you're correct, halakhic?
Only according to one explanation, but the other explanation is not that.
Yeah, but let's say according to the Chazanish. The Chazanish's rules, as we just said, read now. Can the photographer now say, I'm out of London, find a replacement for you, I'll go to Gibraltar? Can he do that?
Yes. Yeah. Because he's willing to pay for the...
No, we only have to pay if it costs more than what he would have charged.
No, wait a minute, but that's the point. One, you choose a guy who you think is the best, and you cannot replace that.
Fine, but we established that he can back out.
He can back out.
Pay for someone else.
Now,
but he only has to pay for someone else. It's more than he would have charged.
So Matt is saying, yeah, we set the photographer's claim right, all 100%. And Menachem is saying something different. Now, what's Menachem saying? Maybe he's saying something very clever to overpower Matz's opinion.
It may be possible to replace him.
May not be possible. Or something different. Or
just his face.
Or and what does that financial satisfaction have relevance to the photographer? What does that mean in respect to him? He said, I'm willing to get a replacement. That was always the same. But now this financial responsibility actually puts a limitation. What's a limitation on the photographer?
Pay for the replacement and pay a refund to the guy for whatever the difference in value between his service and the replacement service.
Yeah, that's for sure. And he was even prepared to do that from the beginning. Yeah, he said, I'll get you a replacement. Yeah.
And give extra money to the...
So what type of replacement did the photographer want to bring?
A lesser photographer, because there is no photographer that's here.
That's right.
He wanted to choose which photographer comes in his shoes and make special deals.
Okay,
yes.
So the Balabas could choose.
So he wants to do. So the Balabas could say to him, no, I can't force you, because then I'm making you an effort. Maybe. Yeah. But I can force you to pay for what I consider is a replacement for you.
20-man team.
I have to be obviously.
Think of it as an actor. If you want to replace one actor for another.
Right.
Not a plumber.
Now let's relate this back straight to our case and finish off the case of the taxi guy. The taxi guy says, and he wrote in the contract, we're going to be with us for 10 years partnership in Emmanuel running this taxi service, and I'm going to get 1,500 shekels a month as your part of your profits. After 10 years, after 6 months, he's out. He says, well, you can't do that. And we said, you can back out. Because by making me work as a taxi guy, you're making me nervous. So you can't make me nervous. I'll back out. And then he says, well, even the RIFA, but we've got a RIFA now. RIFA says they had a contract. And once you've got a contract that and signed, means you can't back out. Now, once we have now the Chazanish explanation of what that means, you can't back out, how do we apply it to our taxi guy? What are we going to conclude now with the taxi guy?
Well, he can back out, but he's got to replace himself. And
that's not hard.
That's only if he's working.
And that's not hard.
It's not hard.
Because he's a regular taxi driver.
According to the RIFA, he says, you sign the contract. Yes.
So
then even if you're not working so much, you want to go on holiday, you don't want to be in effort. You still can back out, but have financial obligations. So what's his financial obligation?
Find a new driver.
Find a new driver.
That seems
and someone who's going to pay 1,500 shekel a month besides putting 50-50.
No, the driver doesn't pay. He's going to pay 1,500.
You have to get someone in his place.
That's not hard to do.
You have to find someone in his place.
A million drivers, a million plumbers.
Okay, but he's got to do it.
And a million accountants.
Some are unique.
And therefore that was the suck of that basin. Basin says, look, for 13 months you just let it go, and 13 months you can't just back out and not find a replacement, and you just kept it empty, and therefore we are obligating you to get somebody in your shoes. Yes, and you're required to get paid for something to come into your shoes. Now, does he have to pay for that 13 months, which there was no one in his shoes?
Yes
or no? This is a very important question.
Shaq said you can't back out at all.
The Shaq said you can always back out.
Yeah.
But let's analyze it the Chazanish. Yeah?
Wait a minute.
So on the 13 months where he did... Now, what does the Chassidim say? You're mechuyev, you can back out, but you're mechuyev to find replacements. And you're mechuyev to pay to find replacements if that's the only thing that you can do. Now, but on the 13 months where there was no replacement, and now you're in business, can I claim retrospectively for that 13 months the 1,500 shekels?
Why not?
Yes or no?
Yes.
According to the Chassidim's fourth pattern. The 30 months, the six, after 6 months, he backed out, and then it took 30 months to get the basin where there was no work at all. And he was saying, I missed 30 months of the profits of the 1,500 shekels, yeah? The new taxi driver, but from now onwards, obviously the taxi, you can't go back in time. What does it mean, new taxi driver, from the time of the basin and onwards, till the end of the 10 years?
The answer is he can get it.
But what about the last 30 years?
He agreed to it in a contract. So therefore, it's not grandma, it's not any other thing, but it's an agreement. I'm going to pay you every single month of this business. Did he break up the business?
Oh, that was part of the partnership. He says... Did he pull out of the partnership after 6 months? He pulled out of the partnership. Can he pull out of the partnership?
No, until he replaces.
Can he pull out? Yes, he can pull out. He can. It's just he's got a financial obligation to replace himself.
That's right.
Now, the question is, he's got a financial obligation to replace himself. But he's got if he doesn't replace himself, has he got a financial obligation to pay for the loss which the non-replacement caused?
Absolutely, yes.
Yes or not, according to the logic of the Chazon Ish that we're sending.
Logically, you should be, but all the Chazon Ish says is you could force him to pay for work. I don't know why, though.
Where do you say that?
The Loshon of the Chazon Ish says he has a financial obligation. You take money out of him from him to be able to pay for replacements. But doesn't say anything over there that you have a natural obligation to pay for any... lack of replacement.
It's a kal v'chomer.
No kal.
If he has to pay for a replacement, it's based on the contract, and the contract itself says he's going to pay him every 13 months. So therefore, if the contract is good enough for him to pay for a replacement,
So what we're saying? We're saying the contract is not valid. It's not binding. I can always back out anytime I like. Even the Ritva said you can always back out. All the Ritva says is once you sign a contract that makes a financial obligation that when you back out, you have to find a replacement. But I didn't. So what am I? When by not finding a replacement, what am I by not finding a replacement? What did I do to you? What did I do to you by not finding a replacement? I damaged you in indirect fashion.
Right, and it's future profits. You don't.
You should have woken up.
This is the lawyer.
You should have. Shimon, what you should have done, as soon as he backed out, you should have taken the law and gone and taken money and caused problems financially to force him to get a replacement at that stage.
He's destroyed the business, hasn't he? So the other guy's got a damage.
Regardless,
it's not profit. Yes. It's an advance to profit.
Yes.
It's an advance.
All it gives you, all the chassidus are saying, gives you an extra zechus which you didn't have normally, but it's also limited. So it has to be possible to get a replacement. Has to be that you actually enforce the replacement, and you have to be on your toes. If it's not possible, then again, we fall back to the status quo. You just back out. As long as you're not causing damage, you're just causing loss.
Well, isn't the damage the 1,500 for the
profits.
Why is it grumma?
Because it's not in your hands, it's not in the pockets, it's a loss of potential money coming in from profits. It's potential gains. Potential gains. Okay. We're just going to start shortly the next case, a very interesting case.
Oh, so that means he doesn't have to pay?
And therefore the Pesach Halacha is, he doesn't have to pay for the 30 months, finished it. Doesn't have to pay for the 30 months.
And what are the cars in the case? The picture.
And the photographer, he has to find the photographer.
Who
is some Balabas is my
Muslim.
Yeah, if it's possible. But for the case of the taxi guy, for 30 months he doesn't get a compensation, but he has to find a replacement. If the guy wants to continue with the contract himself, he has to find a replacement in his shoes for the next continuation until the end of the 10 months.
When we say he can back out, does that mean it's mutter for him to back out, or just based in can't force him to work?
It's a mutter for him. Without a contract, it's mutter.
It's mutter.
With a contract, he has to make sure he gets replacements. If he doesn't, then that's awesome.
Uh-huh.
But you can't do anything about it. It's grommas.
Without a contract, it's mutter.
As a contract, it's mutter.
So back out. Someone signed up for a job, and if you need a job, you have to commit yourself for 3 years, otherwise they won't hire you. You can't get out.
What are you asking then?
Somebody signed up for a job.
Yes.
So they have to train them, they have
correct.
To put them
in. Can't
you can, you're saying you can always back out, but you may have financial obligations to cover the loss.
Yeah, but the person is not obligated to buy work, it's only the company that is obligated financially to cover the
buy work. If he says, look, I find a worker,
you have to
pay for
a recruiter.
Yeah. Training.
Well, that's why you don't sign. No, you don't sign up unless you're committing yourself.
Okay. Let me just introduce the next case.
Because we need money.
So we sorted out the photographer. We sorted out the taxi guy. Let me introduce the case. Yeah. If you want, are you here for the employment cases? Okay. They're on the website. Listen to them from this tefillah will cover all your shilas about employment. Okay. Now, back to the short. Now, very interesting case. Just introduce it. It's interesting. Reuven and Shimon are short firm in the precious stones business.
Where are you reading?
Oh, I'm just reading the case. No.
Where is it?
It's not here. No. Okay. And they have, this is up Matzis's leg. They work in America. And they import the stones, and they're not always kosher v'yosher. And the tax authorities impounded $400,000 worth of goods. Okay. Now they take advice, and they're obviously broken. This is a big financial. Hole in there, the whole business. Obviously very upset about it, Reuven and Shimon, the partners. And they come and take advice. Is there any way of retrieving this from the tax authorities? So the standard lawyers say, nope, there's no chance. And even if you try, they're going to now, if you try and retrieve it, they will really analyze your business, and then they'll catch all the other stuff which you've done, and then you'll end up in prison. So don't do it. On the grapevine, he was told there's an asker. You know these askers. That can help along these type of issues. So Reuven says, let's go to this asker. He says, look. So they have a meeting with the asker in his house. And the asker says, look, This is an extremely difficult case. Very low percentages, but I can try, and maybe we'll be successful. Maybe. But it will cost money.
Whether I'm successful or not.
So, how much? $10,000 initially. What do you need that money for initially? What do you think? Look, I need to pass on that money to certain hands in order for the system of Asconis to work.
You're buying Asconis?
Yes. So Shimon says, I'm not having enough of this. We do this. This is worse than what we ever done. We'll end up in prison for 50 years. I'm out of it. I'm not having any in my hands of this. So Shimon says, you can't give up on the 40,000. So look, I'm not going to be involved in this type of mess. So Reuven says, look, I'm giving you a warning. I'm going to do this. And if we're successful, then it's going to be all mine. So Reuven gave over the 10,000, and they got a phone call.
Does that mean Shimon said okay?
Or no, he didn't say anything.
And there was no contract.
No contract, nothing. Reuven said okay. I mean, Reuven gave over the 10,000, not Shimon's consent. Nothing to do with Shimon. And the Askan phones up a month or two later and says, I've got very good news, and I've got bad news. Got good news or bad news? What do you want to hear? Tell me the good news. Good news is that I've managed to retrieve all $40,000.
$400,000.
So now what's the bad news? Bad news is it's going to cost you a bit more. Another $20,000, please.
That's true.
Okay. Another $20,000.
This is the Asken.
This is the Asken. Okay. So now, good terms, not bad. Yeah. So now, Reuben's got the $400,000 back.
Minus 30,000.
Okay, 100,000 of the goods. Yeah, the goods, you've got it back. Now Shimon comes and says, look, we're partners in this, yeah? We're partners. So he said, no, I stopped the partnership. Don't you remember? The partnership was out. I finished the partnership. End the partnership. I said, you're out, I'm taking it. Didn't you remember?
Oral. Was that oral?
Yeah, I'm out, I finished the partnership. Now, can he break up the partnership?
Yeah.
Can he break up the partnership?
What partnership is he breaking up?
He said, that's it. I'm taking the goods for myself.
No, but what partnership in what?
We have a partnership in the diamonds.
No, you don't. They don't belong to you. They belong to the government.
They belong to the government.
He was miyayish on it.
He was not miyayish.
It doesn't matter. The government confiscated it. It's outside. It doesn't belong to the government.
No, it doesn't belong to the government.
Why doesn't it belong to the government?
No, the government's a Gazan.
It's not a Gazan. It's the U.S.
If you would have been a oil,
it was over in Mecca. Mecca is a classic.
Yeah, the old Gazan London.
Brilliant accountant.
I'm sorry.
And stay in accountant.
There's no place to even start here with time. The guy was, first of all, the guy was in the ice.
He
said, I'm not having to do it. He said, I'm not having to do
it. Oh, you mean Shimon was me ice?
Yeah, Shimon was
so saying another reason Shimon for Reuven to get it. Because he's for sure me ice.
Yes.
Now Shimon is saying that.
No, Shimon
says, I didn't say anything.
He was me ice.
I said, I didn't want. No, Shimon says, I didn't want to be involved in the mess. That, but.
But if it's successful,
he says, I don't want to be involved in the mess, but I know you're doing it, and it could be successful. I know. Says, I know what you're doing. I don't want to be connected to the mess. I don't want to get in trouble because of the mess. But not be yaish from the mess. Not be yaish.
It's better to the house. Shimon wouldn't have gotten in trouble, right? Instead of, I'm going to jail myself.
It's worse than that. In the future, he's
no, Shimon was back to himself. No. Shimon was at least have some sort of defense. He said, I was involved in this particular process.
But he got the benefit of it.
Now. But I said before. If it had been found out before, now he wants to get the benefits.
I said, Ruben's allowed to leave in partnership. And at the time of his departure, they split the value 50-50. At that point, the diamonds were worth on the market very little, maybe 10 cents.
But they have a contract. They have a contract to be in partnership in the diamond business for 10 years, 15 years, whatever the contract is. You can't at the time you got a contract.
You're a worker.
Time.
You're a worker.
Why are the diamonds worth very little?
Why is there workers? No workers. No workers. No workers. The business
itself.
The business doesn't own it.
Right. Ignore Matsu's opinion over here. The diamonds belong to the business. And they've got a partnership agreement to be in the partnership for a period of time.
He's a worker.
And he wants to break it before the end. And they're not workers to each other.
But they're workers for the business.
They're not workers. They're not backing up. What are they backing up? On the goods, what are they backing up?
Shimon was...
The assets. Not working. I don't mind working.
That's right.
I don't mind working in the business. I don't mind carrying on selling. What I just want to do is take out the assets. That's why. He's not claiming that because of the
assets.
What?
He said this part of the business now, if you don't want to... put in the money, so all Shimon has to say is, he gave a loan to the business, I'm willing to pay back the loan to Reuben, but the business never stopped. Unless they stop the business, which they didn't.
I don't want to continue the business, because I want to take the goods for myself, not because I don't want to work. Yeah. So can you back out in the middle of a contract, when it's not involved in the issues of effort? Can you back out?
No.
You can't back out. So there's a Gemara which I'm just going to read, and then we're going to finish. And you have to now think of this Gemara until next week. Toner Rabbanon, Gemara and Baba Tam, and this is the last one we're reading. Number 4. Toner Rabbanon. Shia Shahoisa Mahalechas from Midbar. You have a caravan of people walking together in the Midbar. The armored guys for Tofa came along, the tax authorities, the gun of him, and they stole it! Stole the goods. The armored echot mehem. And came along one of the members of the caravan, the Hitzel, and he saved the goods from the Ganovim. Hitzel le'emsa, whatever he saves from the Ganovim, he has to divide it up according to the rest of the caravan drivers. The Im'om of Bativi says, Ani atzul le'atzmi, but if he says before he goes and saves it, I'm going to save it for myself, I'm not going to give it out. Hitzel la'atzmo, then whatever he says, he can keep for himself. Hey chitzom, what are we talking about? We're talking about partners in a business together, and you have the ganav coming along and taking their goods away from the business, and now one of the partners wants to save it. And he says in the Gemara, in such a situation, one of the partners can unilaterally disband the partnership without the consent of the other partner.
This particular transaction?
Omar, but only if he warns him in advance. Then he can do it. Lo Omar, but if he doesn't say anything, then he can't. So what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, you got partners, comes along a Ganav and takes the goods of the partnership out. And one of the partners says, I'm going to try and save it, and if I do it, I'll do it for myself. Says the Gemara, wherever he says it, he can keep for himself. So the Chora, if you relate to that case, you've got the partners, they've got the owner goods of 400,000. Comes along the government, the Mechas, who's in the name of the Ganav over here, so to speak, and takes those goods. And one of the partners says, I'm going to save it, but I'm going to save it for myself. The Chora is an exact replica of the Gemara, and the conclusion is he can. So the Shaila we're going to concentrate next week is it an exact replica? Why Taka can? What's the shot behind this? If we normally say you can't, so why in this case can you do it? We're going to analyze these aspects and see whether it's Taka relevant to our case, which is next week for our last year of this month.
This is one question here that people don't realize that Shimon, where did the